Congress is struggling with legislation to reform the Medicare program. At the same time, the Bush administration is trying to make short-term changes on its own. For the second time in a month, a federal judge has blocked a change that Medicare officials wanted to make. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Bush administration is learning the hard way what every administration has discovered about Medicare. You tinker with it at your political peril. The most recent setback came on Thursday when a federal judge blocked President Bush's plan to have private drug management companies provide discount cards. Back in July, the president was optimistic the plan would get off to a quick start.
It won't cost much, at most a dollar or two a month, and will work like the card you already have for, say, your groceries. Present the card at a participating pharmacy, and you receive a substantial discount. It's as simple as that.
Only it hasn't turned out to be that simple at all. Among those who thought the idea needed work were the nation's pharmacists. They were concerned that pharmacies, not drug makers, would end up providing the discounts. So they sued the government. Not only don't they like the program, says John Rector of the National Community Pharmacists Association, but also they charged Medicare officials didn't create it legally.
We didn't see that the agency and the administration had any legal authority for establishing a new government program. And even if they did have authority, that the way they went about putting the new program together, we thought was unlawful.
The judge agreed, at least enough to temporarily stop the program from moving forward. Bush administration officials haven't said if they will appeal the judge's ruling, but Medicare Administrator Tom Scully, for one, is not happy.
It certainly puts it firmly on hold, and we're disappointed because we were determined to try to get seniors drug discounts, you know, this winter. And we're hopeful to still go ahead with it, but I'm certain it's going to delay it by at least a few months.
One strategy Scully said the administration might try is to get Congress to pass an emergency bill giving them the needed authority. But many lawmakers have their own doubts about the value of the drug cards. Among them is California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, whose staff conducted a study of existing drug discount cards.
When we looked at discount cards, we found that they failed to provide any significant help to senior citizens. They promised discounts of 25, 35, 50% and more, but they failed to deliver these savings.
The administration also faces legal problems over a policy that affects the information millions of Medicare beneficiaries are supposed to get to help them compare the costs and benefits of HMOs and other private health plans. In August, another judge said the administration acted beyond its authority when it extended the deadline for Medicare managed care plans to decide whether to stay in the program next year. Medicare patient groups sued because the delay made it impossible for the administration to print and distribute the information for beneficiaries as the law required. Congressman Waxman, who's written a substantial portion of Medicare law, says he's troubled by what he sees as a trend.
Well, I think it's a disturbing pattern for this administration. They seem to go off on their own without thinking these things through and without full legal authority to act.
But Medicare head Scully says that thwarting Congress was not the administration's goal.
In both cases, I mean, I hope there's no question. I'm committed to trying, the president's committed to trying to help seniors. In one case, we're trying to keep private sector Medicare plans in because seniors like them, and it gives them a lot of opportunities and choices, and we're doing everything we can to keep those choices available for seniors. And in this case, you know, we're aggressively trying to help seniors get lower prices for drugs.
Having promised voters they would deliver on Medicare this year, both Congress and President Bush are clearly feeling the pressure. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate had hoped to be well along by now in deliberations on a Medicare drug bill, but they've been slowed too, both by policy disagreements and by cost estimates that are rising while the available pot of money is shrinking. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.